here. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners. One of the main features of the site allows you to actually control the content. So what you find there on the main page has been placed there by listeners like you. You find something online you think that's interesting, entertaining, fun, outrageous. Whatever you find that you think our listeners would enjoy, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com. Submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. And at that point is subject to being voted upon. It may receive up or down votes, and the more up votes it receives, the higher the total of vote counts it will get to, and then at some point it will pass over from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it is Ian.
That me.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-453. Again, that's the toll-free number here for you tonight. So coming up this evening, Mark, you've got something for us about the police and their use of force. And I presume that means against innocent people or just use of force in general?
Well, in general, I mean, you know, why is there no good data on police use of force?
So I'm interested in hearing about that. Also, got some more reflections from the Hajj. We have one of our listeners who went on a Hajj, which, for those that don't know, is a basically a Muslim pilgrimage that every Muslim is supposed to take at some point in their lives if they can afford to do so. And he's got some interesting reflections from that Hajj. But, Mark, let's start with the cops, if you've got it ready.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm just wondering to myself about this whole Hajj thing. Sounds fair.
Actually, hold that thought. Speaking of the police, we've got Daniel on the line in Rochester, New Hampshire. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I was listening to the podcast this morning and listening to all the cop stories, and I thought I should call in with a mind-dismissed speeding ticket.
Oh, excellent. Do tell.
So I moved to New Hampshire, and I got this ticket, and I was like, okay, what do I do? A speeding ticket. And I thought I'd better challenge it, and I read the paperwork. I mean, it's just a small piece of paper with a ticket. I actually read it, and I think that's important. You should read these things if you want to work on it. And it said, respond in writing. That's basically all it said. It said you respond in writing, or we could suspend your license, blah, 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 blah. So I instead of just checking the box and sending it in, I actually sent a letter, right? Because I thought, well, I want to respond in writing because that's what it says to do. And so the letter just said, not guilty, blah, blah, blah. And I never got a response. I never got anything back. And a couple months went by, and I was about ready to take a three-week trip.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing.
Yeah, I was like, something's going to come in the mail while I'm gone, and I won't know it. There'll be a big issue.
Well, another problem, another concern is, did they receive it? It is the mail system, so there's a possibility the mail system failed at delivering it, but what's more likely is that shifty prosecutors and or court systems can just simply claim they didn't receive your mail unless you sent it to them
and
certified.
I didn't send it. I was concerned about that. I didn't send it whatever,
certified.
You know, where they have to sign for it.
Yep.
I just put a stamp on it. But I did call them. There's an office that I could call, and they said they received it. So I was like, okay, good. But another month or two went by, and I was about ready to take a three-week trip, and I was worried about, you know, having this over the head while I'm taking a trip, and, you know, they could send me a letter. It could be in the mail while I leave, and then I'm supposed to be in court. I didn't know what was supposed to happen. So I wrote them another letter. And I just kind of made something up. I moved to dismiss on grounds of nonfeasance. I made that up, but nonfeasance, I thought, applied to the situation. I actually looked up the word. It's failure to apply with or failure to perform an official duty. So I figured they officially had to do a duty and respond or do something, let me know what to do next. And so that's what I did. I motioned to dismiss on grounds of nonfeasance. They had me send it in. Attention to a specific person. I called them before I sent the letter, and I think that was important. I don't know, but attention to a specific person. And then so a couple weeks later, got a letter back saying it was dismissed, and that was it. It was dismissed on state's failure to file a complaint with the court. And so I
wonder if it was one of those things. I don't know what
things and going to court and everything. And I just wanted people to know, if, at least in New Hampshire, you can challenge things and not even go to court. And that was actually pleasant for me because, you know, if you're working and you don't want to take off work and things like that.
Right. I wish I could remember the details or what the code is called, but there's a certain restriction on a certain window of prosecution time. So, like, if they issue you a ticket and you challenge it, then the government has a certain period of time in which they have to prosecute, and or it's either from when you challenge it or from when the ticket is issued. So if they go beyond that time window, then if they all of a sudden come at you with a case, you can just, you know, motion to dismiss based on, hey, you guys took too long to come at me.
Yeah,
so maybe that
sure
was what ended up happening.
It was around 3 months from the ticket to the second letter.
That may be what I'm thinking of. It may be like a 90-day window for traffic summons. But I don't have that. You know, I'm not getting legal advice. This does not necessarily apply to your state.
I called and they said that they were still waiting on some paperwork from the cops. So that's what I based it on. I put in the letter that I called, and they said that nothing's been done with it.
Nice.
What am I supposed to do? So that's what. So
cool, man. Good story. I appreciate you bringing that
up. That's what I'm in favor of.
Daniel, thanks. Why did you move to New Hampshire, by the way?
Well, I was a fan of the project and wanted to be involved a little bit.
Cool. How's it been? I mean, when did you get here?
About 3 years ago, so I've been here a while.
Oh, cool. And so you're living out on the seacoast. What's some of the activism that you're most interested in?
I'm interested in education, trying to get a freedom curriculum. Somehow that's what I've been thinking about recently, and kind of behind the scenes type stuff. That's what I like to do.
Right on. Good to know that you're here, and I appreciate the story and the call tonight. Thanks, Daniel. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people who think like you, people that want to get active. And being active, as Daniel pointed out, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, being out on the front lines doing civil disobedience or anything like that. You can be behind the scenes working on a website. You can write letters to the editor. You can, you know, contact state representatives, tell them how you feel about things. And when the time comes, if they hit you with something like a speeding ticket, take it to court. Be willing to clog up the system a little bit. There's so many different ways to get active here, but what's most important is that you're doing it in tandem with others, that there are others around who share your values, who understand what freedom means, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. I was actually just in a meeting of cop blockers prior to coming to the show tonight. We had a strategy session, and there was probably about 8 people at that meeting, and kind of came up with a lot of new good ideas for some outreach projects, and you know, like going to the college and, you know, doing a seminar, or like a Know Your Rights kind of thing, coming up with a flyer, because we live here in a college town in Keene, New Hampshire. So there's always several thousand college students living here at pretty much any given time during the year, and most of them just don't know their rights.
Not at all.
Most people just don't know their rights, but certainly younger people are less likely to know their rights, I think, than people that might have been around for a little while longer, simply because they've been less likely to encounter that information. So, you know, we talked about doing some outreach to college students and further outreaching to victims of the state, like actually going through and finding out who's getting arrested for what every single week and reaching out to those folks, which is kind of what the Peaceful Streets Project has been doing over in Manchester, which I think is a really cool bit of activism. And when you've got enough activists in one area, you can duplicate good ideas from other activism movements. So, like, the folks, Peaceful Streets Project started up down in Austin, and it spread pretty quickly to Manchester, New Hampshire, where they started up this program where they're looking at the police logs every week and they're getting the information of all the people that are arrested, in their case, for cannabis. I think we're going to end up doing it for all victimless crimes here in Keene. And, you know, sending a letter to those folks and saying, hey, you're not alone. You know, what you did wasn't wrong. And here's what you can do now. That kind of thing. Give them some information.
It's a good idea. Yeah. To outreach to people. And
but you got to have the people to be able to do a project like that.
Yes.
And you probably don't have the people in your area, so you really should look into the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of the police, Mark's got some questions about their use of force. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Aww, you're
believe me, I've tried.
Okay. Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. We've got a webcam on our website. You can go watch and listen totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites and their webcams. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and it's right there for you. In fact, it's even built into the same page as our chat room, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time. Go on over to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. If you've got a business and need to try something new in the area of collections, try SACL CAI.
Indeed. So let's continue with the phone calls, and then, Mark, you're going to tell us about the police and their use of force and how there's not really too much good information out there about that for some reason. Erod's on the line, though, listening in Georgia to LRN.FM. Hey, Erod.
Yeah, hi. Hey, before you guys jump into your subject here, I got a question I wanted to ask. It's kind of pressing. Last week you had one of your callers call in and stating that based on some scientist information that there was going to, he predicted there was going to be an earthquake or something
right.
like that. And, you know, I don't know what sort of window it needed to occur in order to validate, you know, that theory. But I was kind of curious because there was actually an earthquake on Friday just off of Japan, a 7.3. So
yep.
I just want to ask you, do you think that was, you know, just purely coincidence or, you know, maybe he was onto something?
Total coincidence. I mean, he was, his bet, well, you're talking about Sam. He actually used to co-host the show with us a couple years back. And he had predicted it was going to be between, I think it was the 24th and the 29th of November. And no, nothing did happen during that time frame.
He
we won the bet.
He also predicted a 7.5 or above.
7.5 or above, right. So we won that bet. The one you're talking
about.
That
doesn't mean it's not a coincidence. That doesn't address the coincidence issue.
It was not the bet, and so therefore it was a coincidence. I mean, earthquakes happen every single day around the world.
Sure.
It's,
mm-hmm.
it's only a matter of time before one of them is going to reach a seven, a level of a 7. And in this case, you're talking about something that happened on Friday the 7th, which was a full week after the original predicted period. So
yeah,
I wouldn't.
I just think that something has on the scale of an earthquake. I mean, unscientific kind of guess. I would give it, you know, plus or minus a week. You know, it's pretty impressive to me. So yeah, I was just curious.
Okay. Hey, if you're impressed, you're impressed.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anything else on your mind, Erod?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
A lot of people asked about this on our Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coincidence? I don't know. And I don't know either. You know, maybe it had to do with whatever the planet's lining up that he thought that was going to do something and didn't do quite what it was supposed to at quite the time. I don't know.
Well, I have not taken the time to look into how frequently earthquakes happen. But I imagine there's several of them every single year.
I would imagine that's the case, too.
So it's only a matter of time before you get another one somewhere else. And by the way, the prediction that Sam had made was for the entire world. So to make a general prediction like that, some earthquake's going to happen somewhere in the entire globe over a certain period of time, seems like odds are good that's going to happen.
It's not it wasn't a terrible bet on either sides.
Yeah.
And frankly, it was $100 to a charity
local
of
charity.
Choices. So, you know, what's the worst that can come of it? You know, he calls in, yeah, I'll take that bet, whatever.
By the way, the charity in question was the 100 Nights Shelter. And that's something that is a Keene-based charity. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire. 100 Nights is the only independently funded shelter here in the Keene area. There are other shelters run by some government funded. It's not the actual government, but it's a heavily government-funded organization. And there was a fundraiser that's going on for the 100 Nights Shelter, which, you know, it's open during the 100 coldest nights of the year. It gets cold here in Keene, New Hampshire. And so it gives people a warm place to go. And anybody that shows up who's not, you know, rowdy, going to start fights or something like that, anybody that shows up is welcome there. So it's, I think it's a real great community resource. And several days ago on the show, I talked a little bit about it and how we're doing, like, the government is trying to tantalize them into... They went to the government looking for some kind of money.
So there's money being put aside for them. It's just being taken by another organization and used by them because they haven't filled out the grant writing or whatever that goes into it. They consider it to be an arduous task to get it, and I totally understand.
Well, and I don't blame anybody for going to the government to get money. They
paid
money into it.
But I respect an organization that doesn't. And I'd like to help an organization that hasn't because it gives the opportunity, to put these ideas into play.
The ideas meaning voluntary charity?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the founder of the organization is not really interested in taking the money that the government is offering because it comes with strings attached, like you have to shut up about talking about homeless issues here in Keene if you take this money.
Like that.
And that's not too cool. So I put a post up over at Free Keene freekeen.com, which is my blog site, encouraging people to sign up for a $10 a month contribution. But what I didn't realize at the time was that the subscribe button on 100nights.org was totally busted.
Broke.
So it's now working. And so anybody who had tried previously to go to 100nights.org and to sign up for the $10 a month, this is, you know, good for anybody anywhere. You can be anywhere in the world and support the 100 Nights Shelter for 10 bucks a month. Over at 100nights.org. The subscribe button's up in the top left. You can select the level of contribution that feels most comfortable to you. And if he can get 100, you know, 100 $10 contributions every month, then, you know, or the pledge, you know, so to have 100 people step up every single month and do $10 a month contributions.
He won't take that 11 grand.
Yeah, that would more than cover the $11,000 that they're looking at getting from the city.
It'd be really great if they can get 100, but I think that, you know, we've been working on getting some donations besides that too, so I would appreciate if anybody, you know, just comes up and does, you know, 10 bucks a month.
Sure. Well, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, if you get 100 $10 a month donations, you've surpassed the $11,000 per year.
I don't
year
want anybody to
threshold
not do it for want of the other 99 people doing it.
Oh, no, there's no like, tracking as far as, well, you're waiting on a certain number of other people. There's no, like, bar that's filling up or anything like that. If you feel like helping, you can do that at 100nights.org. Anyway, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. Now, we've been talking about the police, and Mark, you've got a story about how apparently there's a real lack of statistics or information about police and the violence that they employ.
This is from HuffPo.com. The St. Louis Post Radley Balco is the writer here. The St. Louis Post Dispatch recently ran an editorial praising a new program by University of Missouri St. Louis criminologist David Klinger that will track, analyze the police. City's involvement in the city's police involved shootings. This comes on the heels of a study Klinger authored the same topic, finding that the city had improved the way it investigates police shootings, but that the police department is still too opaque about these investigations. This is pretty typical, as is the fact that attempts to make departments more transparent about officer involved shootings have been strongly opposed by the police union. Last year, an investigative series, Las Vegas Review Journal, found...
Why do you think that is? Why would the police union oppose getting information out about these things?
I can't see why that would necessarily be a good thing, because I guess the investigations can't help their officers and they can only harm them, and the union's there to protect officers. Is that right?
I suppose so. Even though the officers are perhaps doing bad things?
Well, the officers are already likely to be exonerated, so why would they want to do anything that would cause harm to their officers?
More coming up. Your thoughts welcome. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453. That would be the Sickle CAI toll free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Mobile site, we got it. Go to m.freetalklive.com. It contains links to our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Plus, you can also link over to some software that will help you tune those streams, like TuneIn, which is available for pretty much every phone operating system out there, and it's free. So go to m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source, alternative currency for the Internet. They allow you to send and receive, money on the Internet without having to pay any fees. You can have complete control over your own account, and if you wish, it'll give you anonymity. If you have to work at it a little bit, you can't just go on there and expect anonymity by using bitcoins. But if you work at it, you can achieve some level of anonymity with bitcoins. You can find out about bitcoins by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We have some links there that you can educate yourself on. bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number here. Mark, you've been telling us a bit about the police and their lack of really holding themselves accountable in any way, shape, or form by publishing information about violence that they employ when on the job.
Well, what are the police-involved shootings, and why is it so difficult to get information on them?
So specifically shootings, not necessarily other police violence.
That's in this particular study that was done here by the University of Missouri by criminologist David Klinger. But here last year, an investigative series by the Las Vegas Review-Journal found that officer shootings were always deemed justified.
Of course.
Even in cases where they were pretty clearly, they weren't. That led to a federal civil rights investigation by the Department of Justice. The DOJ report released last month came down hard on the city. Mm. And this is great when you can get a paper like the Las Vegas Review-Journal to do a series like this, because
right.
if they can put a reporter on this, they can document this stuff, they can show something.
It's taken seriously.
They can, yeah, it can get taken seriously. However, when these reporters try to go out and sniff around, they find it very difficult because the newspaper makes its money by having news, and it's the fact of the matter is the police department is a source of news. If the police department won't deal with
right.
you, but will deal with, say, the television station across town, then you've got yourself a problem. You don't have as much news as the TV station does, so they're in competition for news, and this is one of the incentives that news organizations have to deal with the police and not investigate officer-involved shootings.
Indeed.
So that led to, the federal civil rights case. It's been the same story in other cities. You can see Los Angeles. There's links here to Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, Portland, and a host of other places.
The same thing being they always get off on the charges?
Basically,
or any investigation?
The officer-involved shootings are always deemed justified.
Right. It's always okay for a cop to shoot somebody.
They seem to get the benefit of the doubt where you and I might not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely situations where I think the police officers are justified in using deadly force to protect themselves. However, I think it's my experience, what I've seen reading these stories is that they get a different kind of justice than you and I get, the average individual.
Sure.
They don't want you to have the kind of justice that they get, and so therefore that creates a two-class system.
San Francisco, every now and then there'll be one cop who will actually, he'll just get caught so red-handed that it's impossible for them to brush it under the rug, which is typically what they'll do,
because mm-hmm.
most of the time somebody isn't there with a video camera recording the police shooting somebody, so then it's the cop's word versus the witnesses, and of course the witnesses are considered unreliable compared to the police.
They're just civilians, after all.
So the cop gets his way, but if you look at the BART cop, the San Francisco BART cop, the guy that shot the dude in the back of the head, mm-hmm. I think it was.
What looked like he just pulled out his gun and executed him right there in the subway.
And the dude was handcuffed and surrounded by police.
Yes.
So it's not like the dude was an imminent threat in any way, shape, or form to this officer. That cop ended up getting convicted and sentenced to 11 months.
Yeah, the conviction was for accidentally believing that he was going to pull his taser.
If I put you on the ground in handcuffs and accidentally shoot you in the back of the head, I can guarantee you I'm going to do more than 11 months.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
the two classes of men, like you're saying.
It absolutely feels that way to me.
Oh, and the only reason this guy got caught was because it happened to be in a busy subway station where there were probably a couple hundred people standing around, several of whom had cell phones, and a couple of people managed to get away before the cops came, grabbed their cell phones from their hands, and forced, deleted the video and or photos that were taken.
They attempted to do that, and I'd ask you, the audience, to think about it for a second. What do you think it would have been like for that officer if he had done this and there were no witnesses about? It was just other police officers.
Would have been a justified shooting at that point, because then they could have made up any story
they
liked.
Whatever story you want. Take the handcuffs off and leave him there, whatever.
Yep.
Come get him. The bad guy. It could well be that most or even nearly all officer-involved shootings are really justified. This is Radley Balco writing here for the Huffington Post. I don't know, and we don't know.
Yeah.
The problem,
justify for me all those shootings of those dogs. Tell me those are all justified.
They certainly don't seem that way to me either, Ian, but I'm certain that some dog shootings are justified. The problem really is of transparency, and this is what I've talked about over and over on this show. I don't hate police officers. I want a level of accountability for people that are supposed to be my employees.
Yeah, I find most of the officers here in Keene likable, and I can have conversations with most of them. The only guy that won't talk to me is the police chief.
And you wonder why that might happen, too.
Yeah.
It's not about you. The police chief should be serving the public, right?
You'd think, especially if I'm paying a taxpayer, and I am.
Yep, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Want to talk to Pete Eyre from copblock.org.
Right, and you guys are part of an organization, and, the fact is, this police chief, if there was a gang of Crips in his town, he'd talk to those Crips anytime they wanted to talk.
But
they won't talk to you? Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Cops are intending all the time to talk to, they all the time are wanting to talk to members of criminal gangs. Absolutely.
Just if for any reason to get information about them, you mean? Like why?
Oh, for God's sake, are you telling me, can you imagine for a second what citizens in the newspaper would think about a police chief that refuses to talk to, the leader of a criminal gang?
Yeah.
My God, what are you doing in there? Quit pushing papers around, you stinking bureaucrat, and get out and do some police work. Mm. You should be talking to these people. If they think that you're such a problem in the community, I mean, the fact that he doesn't talk to you says to me that you're not a problem in the community. It's condoning your behavior.
Well, he told me specifically that the reason he doesn't talk to me is because he doesn't like what people say about his officers on my blog, freekeen.com.
Well,
he doesn't like my behavior. He doesn't like the things I do.
He's really going to change your mind by not talking to you, isn't he? Like a little girl. No, I'm not talking to him. I mean, that's pathetic.
It would probably be more effective to actually change the behavior of the officers, but that might be a reach.
Well, it would be difficult to do. He has to deal with police unions and things like that. But, however, he should be there. That's his job, is to represent the department. He should be painting a picture. And does he think himself incompetent to do so? Then, if so, then what's he doing that job for? Now, I don't know. I don't know this guy from Adam. I've never met him. I don't care. This is just me talking about some police chief someplace.
Yeah, my curiosity about him is as to whether or not anyone who is of a liberty mindset can actually talk to the guy. Like, he won't talk to Pete, and he's had virtually no interactions with Pete. You know, this guy and myself used to go
to... Well, he doesn't like that people didn't want him to get his bear cat, too. He's pretty mad about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's upset about that, sure. But he was not talking to me prior to the bear cat thing.
I know.
So I just think it'd be interesting to see who can actually get this guy to sit down and have a conversation.
What's the point?
Just to see how many people he'll blow off.
Why do you care?
To show, conclusively to anyone paying attention.
No one cares.
People do care. They read my blog at freekeen.com. It's one of the more read blogs in New Hampshire.
Look, why do you want him to talk to you? It makes it better for you and your blog if the guy won't talk to you.
But do you understand what I'm saying? If a bunch of people go
and,
okay, let me try to make it clear. If a bunch of people try to have a conversation with this guy and he blows off every single person, even if he has no, as soon as he finds out they're a liberty mindset, then he won't talk to them anymore, then it's clear that he's got a stick up his butt about people with a liberty mindset.
Sounds clear already. Why do you care?
Yeah.
Well, it's only two people thus far, Mark. It's me and Pete, and we're two of the more prominent folks. What if somebody else goes and tries to talk to him and they fail too? That's all I'm saying. Just to create a pattern, a clear pattern of ignoring members of the public that pay his salary. 855-450-FREE. More about police and violence, police and shooting involvements here in moments. You can take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Okay.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. You take control, bring up whatever you would like. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features on our site, all of them free for you. We've got a bunch of them, and you can, if you'd like, support the show by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you'll link into Amazon. We've got Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and then take care of the shopping that you need to get done. It's all there. It's the same Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the total purchase price. That process. It's a simple process. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping there. It takes one extra step, makes a big difference for us, and you get the same great deals you're used to. It's just that Amazon doesn't get to keep all the money. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, is there more to share here about the police? Apparently, they don't really like keeping statistics and information about their own involvements in shootings, and when they do shoot somebody, almost every single time, they're found to be justified.
The problem is that when police departments shut down the flow of information, when cops are in charge of investigating other cops, and when the Blue Code is still openly embraced and enforced, few outside law enforcement are going to trust the integrity of these investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've suggested that I think in this day and age is relatively easy to implement is a badge that an officer has to wear that contains a camera in it that will upload the audio and video of what's going on with that officer directly to the internet so that people can keep an eye on these officers, I mean, their employees, when they're, you know, on duty. And, you know, it'd be fine with me if they tap it off on their break or whatever. If you want to cuss or whatever on your break, I don't care. But if you're working for me during business hours, then I should be able to watch what you're doing. And And that, I think, would be a big step forward in the area of accountability. And I can't imagine for one second why any police department would not want to implement that, other than cost.
Because they're all trying to hide how bad they are in so many different ways.
I don't propose to know what...
Just look at what happens with the police cruiser cams where they get shut off during the questionable events.
Right, and I think that there should be a...
good is a badge cam going to do if they, you know, turn it off?
I think that there should be some kind of punishment for a camera.
Let's claim it was a malfunction.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. It's a real problem. And maybe they need two cameras on, one as a backup. I don't know. As the Post-Dispatch notes, that there's a bigger national problem here. Later this month, or early next month, you'll see a slate of stories about the 2012 officer fatalities as they start to pop up in the media. Both private police groups and the FBI keep close statistics on the number of cops killed and assaulted while on the job.
Right.
What you won't see is a slate of stories about the number of citizens killed by police in 2012.
A far greater number. Far greater.
Yeah.
They're much more likely to be killed by a cop than hit by lightning.
I mean, everybody's scared to death of terrorists. The fact is that you're much more likely to, you know, in the citizen of the United States in, you know, a decades period in the United States, you include 9/11, and you're still more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by a terrorist. I'm not saying police officers are the most dangerous things facing America. Car accidents and smoking are the things that are most dangerous, and the food we eat, that's the most dangerous stuff. But they've got people scared witless about terrorists when, you know, I mean, the fact is we don't know much about police-involved shootings. We just don't know.
Well, we know a bunch because we pay attention here on Free Talk Live. We see stories all the time. But what you're saying is we as in the United States, do not have comprehensive statistics about them. You know, every now and then you'll see a story in the news about the police shooting someone or the police shooting a dog or something like that. There's plenty of content out there. It's just no one's really paying attention to it all. No one's calculating statistics about it.
And I think it goes and speaks to that second class of individuals again, that higher class of individuals. If we have parades and we keep statistics on police officers that are killed in the line of duty, but we don't keep statistics on individuals that they kill in the line of duty, that's just crazy. Here's a quote from the New York Times back in 2001. That's how far back you have to go to get information like this.
Mm-hmm.
Despite widespread public interest in a provision in the 1994 Crime Control Act requiring the Attorney General to collect the data and publish an annual report on them, statistics on police shootings and the use of non-deadly force continue to be piecemeal products of spotty collection and are dependent on the cooperation of local police departments. No comprehensive accounting for all the nation's 17,000 police departments exist. So there's a law that says that law enforcement officers are supposed to report this data to some kind of central agency, and they're not enforcing that law. They will often tell you that, well, we're just doing our jobs enforcing the law. But I think it's pretty obvious that they do their jobs enforcing the laws that they find interesting to enforce for whatever reason. Maybe they find those to be the important ones to enforce.
Profitable.
Maybe they're the profitable ones for their department. I don't know the answer. I can't know the answer because that information is obscured from me.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that while in the 1994 law requires federal government to compile data on police shooting, there's no requirement that the police departments actually have to provide them, so most don't. 10 years after the New York Times report, the Las Vegas paper ran into the same problem. Governments are usually obsessed with statistics, compiling data on virtually everything, including crime, healthcare, education, and the economy. But if you're interested in detailed data on police shootings or how many people have been killed by police, your search will not be simple.
Mm-hmm.
A review journal investigation of officer-involved shootings and police use of deadly force found no one tracks such incidents
on a national basis. It seems pretty clear who's being protected and served here.
We don't have a mandate to do that, said William Carr, a spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which of course is mandated to do that, which collects crime data from every corner of the country. It would take a request from Congress for us to collect that data, said Mr. Carr of the FBI, adding that the budgetary constraints would likely prevent the collection of that detailed data. Are you kidding me? No.
Adding the budgetary constraints, because just putting a little one in that column that says, cop killed... Budgetary constraints, so it's too expensive to pay somebody to put a little hashtag in the police killed column.
Well, this is an organization, the FBI, that could not put together their own email system for years. So, you know, I'm not thinking it's a high level of competence. That's a red herring. Police already track everything from domestic violence to child abuse to murder, and police mm-hmm. routinely lobby state and federal lawmakers to put new crime in onto the statute. The budgetary impact of adding another reporting category to local police forces would be minuscule. The social impact of such an addition, however, would be huge. The absence of such reporting mandate creates the appearance of protecting police from scrutiny. It would be instructive to see how the public safety lobby would respond to a bill that required the FBI to collect and report data about police shootings. I mean, I can't see why anyone would have a problem with this. Why would anyone not want to know how many police-involved shootings there are in America?
Well, the people that support the cloak of silence that's being placed over the police department, like the police officers union.
The suggestion, is in America, if a majority
of
people...
You mean anyone besides the cops
right.
and their sycophants?
The suggestion in America is that if you cut out the political class and the police, the idea is that we, the people, run this government. I don't believe that crap for a second, and I don't believe that there are employees. However, a lot of people do believe that nonsense.
Yeah.
And I would ask you, if you could find 85% of the voting public that would agree with this, then why in the world isn't this a law?
Well, because the politicians will do what police want.
Yes.
I mean, as we saw with the Bearcat situation here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the people came out in mass and made phone calls, sent emails, wrote letters, contacted their so-called representative city councilors, and told them how they felt about having this militaristic tank in town that the federal government was going to give a $300,000 grant to the city to purchase. And one city councilor told me that she had received approximately 80-90% of the contacts that she, you know, from Keene people,
mm-hmm.
To 80-90% of them were against this Bearcat. She, by the way, voted against it, but most city councilors did not. Most voted in favor of the Bearcat, and they did exactly what the police department wanted them to do. So you can say all you want to these so-called representatives about how concerned you are about police abuse and police violence, and they'll just blow you off.
They'll do whatever they want.
They'll do whatever the police want. It's very rare the police don't get what they want.
Radley Balco continues, is that my guess is that it'd be aggressively opposed, as they have been for most yep. efforts to bring transparency to policing. And when the major law enforcement interest groups aggressively oppose something, Congress rarely finds
That's right.
the backbone to take them on. And this is what we see time and time again. This, I'm not saying that the police are a bad group of people, but you cannot have an agency that is able to, or a group of agencies that's able to avoid scrutiny like this. That's
Apparently
able to,
we can.
To brush off accountability and expect to have a working republic.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on this issue or bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Still to come here tonight, Nemi's going to tell us about a $100 million loan in California for a school board and how much they owe on it now. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.